spirit. Praise the Lord. So if you got the Lord, you got one spirit with the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. Y'all got us another. Same 181 if me and God want. We had to sing this a good long while. This is a pretty old song.
Jesus is mine.
believe it had a trouble saying. He could sing it with anybody that sang. He could sing long as anybody could sing. And he'd do it from start to finish, beginning to end. God blessed him, he could sing. But I'm going to tell you what, that their song just matches right up, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's where we need to be at, Sister Peggy.
Right.
Filled with the goodness of God and lost in his love. Praise the Lord. Y'all got another one saying that about wife? Yeah. That's a tough little song right there. Sister Angie, come and sing one of yours and we'll turn the service on over to you after that. Good Lord willing. Sing us one of your old good ones.
God walks the dark hills.
Yeah, go ahead and sing that one there. Come on up here, sister. Sister Betty, come on up and help them sing. Praise the Lord. Get you one of them microphones. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I never will forget, Darrell, I was on my way home. Coming from Mama's and Daddy's, and I had just got in Pittsburgh, and this man come flying by, and I was singing that song, God Walks the Dark Hills, and that man was running all over in the road. I kept on singing, I thugged my head back, and I rolled it out there, and he turned around and was looking like I was crazy, but if he hadn't straightened up, he'd have hit me. Now God knows he was walking on my
path. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord, they can look that for you. Amen. You got some assurance when you serve God. Not insurance, but assurance. And then assurance is better than insurance. Assurance is already affirmed. Insurance, you don't know. You got to go down there before them and sometimes go before the court and everything else to see what the decision is. But you got Jesus there.
Thank you.
come and sing one of yours? I think this girl is waiting on them. Come on and sing one of yours, boys.
Thank you. better. He's better than it's been there.
If you have your Bibles, turn to me to Psalms, chapter 32. Start on verse 1. The Psalms. Chapter 32. Let's start on verse 1. When you find it, you'll say amen.
Amen.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through the roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray to thee in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as a horse or as a mule which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be unto the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Now, if you will, turn with me to Psalms 107, start with verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, and found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go into the city, to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Read verse 2 again. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Y'all say a prayer for me.
Yes, sir.
Let the Lord would help me. I was sitting in church service with you now, and the Lord kind of gave me this message a little bit, and all I read was Psalms 32, the first verse. It said, blessed is the man whose transgression has been forgiven. What's that verse say? Can you read that for us, Leslie?
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
And that means the same person. That's blessed. You know, Sister Lee, then I feel blessed.
Yeah,
I'm glad to be saved this morning. I was talking to Mom and I said, you know what, people, and I talked to Elizabeth a little bit this morning, trying to coax them a little bit. And I said, the atheists, who do they have? They don't have anybody. I said, I feel blessed. And so if I need somebody to go through the throne of grace, it's blessed,
right,
Sister Lisa. And then the Lord kind of talked to me a little bit about stomping ground. You know, Indians, whenever they need rain or need food or something, they go dance and they call it their stomping ground, where they stomp around. And I got to think about it.
Last
yeah, I keep praying for a lot of things. Right before Diddy got saved, I failed it. The Lord was kind of leading me to pray for them. And I go to youth camp like 2 years in a row, I believe it was. We prayed and prayed. Every time I testify, I said, it's coming in. I feel it coming in.
Yeah.
And there was a preacher down at youth camp. The Blythe, what's the Linda Blythe? That's not Linda Blythe. What's her preacher? Not Reba. The one of the Blythe, Diane Blythe, she said, you need to stomp the devil from within. She come up to me, and I was in, I was praying at altar, and she said, you pray before you dead. Now, I was praying quietly by myself, and I hadn't mentioned it to nobody. I was just praying quietly. She said, you need to stomp the ground, the devil, for your living. And I got up, I started stomping, and I come to church, and I still stomping. And we finally got the devil out, and there he is, you know, right there. That's a testimony. He's blessed now, because the Lord put that on him. The Lord put had him in the works and in the motions. The Lord takes care of us long before we realize what happened. But I got to think about that stomping ground. You know, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I preached this morning about keep your eyes on the devil. You know, Sister Dina, when they ask you where the devil's at, you ought to tell them, I'm stomping on him. That's where he's at. I'm stomping on him. When you're stomping on him, he's under your feet. You got to keep him under your feet, Sister. He should have no place in your life, nowhere but out, but under your feet. Standing on somebody means that you're controlling them. If you stand on him, that means, okay, I got you under my hand. You're defeated. I'm not letting you win. You're defeated. If it's doubt, say, Lord, I'm going to do something, put it under your feet. If it's worry, put it under your feet. Make it your stomping ground. I stomped for 2 years, but my daddy, I said, he's coming in. We're going to stomp whatever sin, whatever spirit, whatever demon is holding back. We're going to stomp. I have me a stomping ground. When I pray, I stomp. When I sing, I stomp. When I came to church, I stomp. When I was at home, I stomp.
She's got family that's lost. I got problems.
in the name to pray. It's if it's not me, Lord, it's my brother. If it's not me, Lord, it's my sister. If it's not me, Lord, it's my friend. If it's not me, Lord, it's the relation. If it's not me, Lord, it's the today. If it's not me, Lord, it's the pain. But sometimes it's in the need of prayer.
Thanks God. He said, I wouldn't leave him to the flood. That Psalms 32 said, I wouldn't leave them to the fire. Said, I wouldn't leave them. And now, David was talking about iniquity. I'm not talking about iniquity. But I read most of the chapter for the verses in between those verses where it says, I wouldn't leave them. I rescued them. I drew them from the east. I drew them from the south. I drew them from the north. And I said, I drew them unto me.
Right.
So I said, Nina, you have to be like Jesus. Don't leave me to the flood.
Right.
Mama, don't leave me to the fire.
Yeah.
Dick, don't leave me to the lions.
Yeah.
And Marcel, don't leave me to the Red Sea.
That's right.
Grandma, don't leave old Stephen to the stone.
Right.
Help me out.
Yes,
help me out. Take my needs as yours. And let me take yours as mine.
Right.
There is no secrets.
Right.
There's no secrets. It's like a marriage. There is no secrets.
Right.
Now you don't have to tell me everything.
Right.
But you need to tell me enough. Mm-hmm. It comes to listen to something. Got a situation. Dire situation.
Right.
And I need your help. Need right. you pray for me.
Yeah.
Don't come up to me and say, talk to me for 2 hours and not tell me what's wrong.
Right.
You ain't got to tell me everything. I don't know everything. Lord, tell me what I need nothing. He might want to help me with.
Right.
He'll do the same for you. But what you need to do is let me know there's a problem. Let Sister Lisa know that there's a problem. Sister Lisa, help anybody in here.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Yes,
sir. She better help us. I told her, I texted her the other day when she was sick. I said, we couldn't make it without you. we can't make it. Sister Lisa's been with us for years. And since the day I come to rely on you. When you're not here, I miss you.
Yeah.
I look for Sister Dina in the crowd. When I get nervous, I look for y'all. And I'm like, okay, everybody, okay, my support system is here. I look for y'all. And when you're not here, I get nervous, you know. So I'm not the best, most confident preacher. I can't help it, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to help you.
Yeah.
I want you to help me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you got an issue, feel like you can talk to me. He said, we're a body.
Right.
What can the ears do without the fingers? What can the fingers do without the eyes?
Yeah.
What can the eyes do without the toes? The body is incomplete if it don't have all parts. Now, mind you, we're small, and a lot of people should be here that aren't. So we're doing a lot of body parts.
Right.
Job.
Right.
A couple of us ears is doing a lot of seeing.
Yeah.
A couple of us noses is doing a lot of speaking.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes there's those that ain't here that should be.
Right.
But I don't want you to feel like you got so much of a burden that nobody can help you. Right. I'm just on the ground.
Right.
Stomp for me.
Right.
Stomp for you.
Yeah.
Stomp for people who should be here that aren't.
Right.
Anita needs stomping for.
Yes.
Right. Beverly needs stomping for.
Right.
I had somebody visit Dandy today. From what I could tell, she needs stomping for.
Right.
If that's a dire need. I can't tell you what it's about, but that's a dire need.
Right.
Stomp for us.
Yeah, praise God.
So, hey, Marcel, don't you need stomping for?
Yeah.
Okay? Donna needs stomping for.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate the Lord, and sometimes I don't know where I'm going with stuff, but the Lord does.
Yeah.
Sometimes I told Mama, I said, this ought to be a good message. I was spilling my coffee on the counter. I spill lotion on me. So I'm going to try some things. But I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate the church. I do love y'all and I appreciate y'all so much when y'all back me up, help me out, because it's such a relief. You know, I was talking to Dee the other day. There's a lot of feeling, you know, sometimes, especially if it's certain people hindering you and stuff. So when y'all help me out, I rely on y'all. A lot. Y'all don't realize it, but I do. But I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Well,
That's how you get things done through prayer.
Overcome.
Prayer is right.
Availeth much.